In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Both in the Old Testament and the New Testament and the Gospels, often imagery is used to describe the spiritual life and the life of faith. And often, what is used is agricultural terms, because the listeners of that time, the people, could visually understand, through these parables and these descriptions, the spiritual life that often we see, and we too in our own time can see the comparison that our Lord uses and other writers in the scriptures of using the symbolism of fruit, of planting a garden and of seeds, and they're sprouting forth and growing. And this all is a reflection of the spiritual life, that the spiritual life is that seed of faith which is planted in us through baptism, through our coming to know and walk with Christ. And that seed does not stay dormant, but that seed is to sprout and to blossom and to grow in stature and strength. And this is our spiritual life on earth, that we start out as it is, as small seeds, and that seed is to sprout in our faith, in our practice of virtue, in our doing good works, so that that seed may bear more fruit and spread and continue to blossom, and that God has a plan and purpose for each of us, and that each of us has from all eternity been called to grow in holiness and sanctity and to give glory. I couldn't help but think, in comparison of an example of a small seed like the mustard seed, and how that seed, our Lord said, becomes the largest of plants. And we have so many examples of saints even, such as Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Here was a woman who, in the eyes of the world, may appear very frail or very not very significant, but yet her love for Christ brought her to do great works for the poor and the rejected and those who were rejected by society. And we see how she set up tremendous works in India and throughout the world in caring for people and for helping people in both physical and spiritual needs. So here was just a small woman, and her faith gave her that courage to do great things for Christ, and that faith brought her to do works for Christ throughout the whole world. Again, seeing that symbolism of a small mustard seed and how that seed became a great tree. And we can see this in the lives of so many other saints, Saint Maximian Kolbe or Saint Francis or even looking at the life of the soon-to-be canonized parents of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, Blessed Louis and Zélie Martin. Here were just simple, hardworking parents who had five daughters. And all of their daughters, of course, we know, went on to religious life and consecrated life. And they were just hardworking, simple, prayerful, devout people. And of course, one of their beautiful fruits is one of the most loved saints throughout the world, Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus. And these parents are to be canonized in the coming year. The first time a couple, a husband and wife, have been canonized together. And just showing again that mustard seed of faith and living and growing. And so we see in our own life too, we are called to blossom and bear fruit for the Lord, first and foremost in our growing in sanctity and holiness, in rejecting sin, and striving to evermore perfectly conform to the will of God in our life, how God wants to use each of us in serving him and dedicating our lives to him, and that we too are called to bear fruit through our life of prayer, our life of giving witness to Christ, and sharing and spreading that faith with others, that each of us are called by God to bring others to the faith and to share that faith with others. We must never think that we're insignificant and that all we need to do is have that faith the size of a mustard seed to do great things for the Lord, and to allow that seed of faith to be nourished through the graces of the sacraments, through the life of prayer, and through uniting ourselves especially to our Blessed Mother, that we may bear great fruit for the glory and honor of God. May our Blessed Mother pray for each of us, that we might see our time on earth as a time of service and of preparation in loving and serving God, and to recognize that that time truly is short, and that in the short time that we have, let us go forward to do great things for the glory of God according to his will, and having confidence that he will provide for us all the graces we need to fulfill that which he has called us to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.